Head coach Jim Scanlon, I believe, is down at the tunnel. Coach, it may not come out as a win per se, but your team did take the shootout and take that extra point. How important was it for your team to walk away with some sort of reward this weekend?
It was really big, no question. To get down 2-0 in the first after a tough loss yesterday would have been so easy for them to just roll over, but they didn't. They didn't give up on each other. They kept battling. You know, they came in between the first and second with the mindset, you know, we're not giving up anymore. And hats off to Kerrigan. She shut the door, and we said, let's just go one at a time. And you know, Claire gets a big goal. Taylor Nelson gets a big goal. Just so proud of them. Just for that reason. Just to not quit, not give up on each other, keep battling, because it would have been easy, you know, after the heartbreak of yesterday, and how many in a row that we lost. So that was big. It was, and then to get rewarded like that on a shootout was huge.
I know. I mentioned to Paige Anderson there when I talked to her in the second intermission, just how important it was and to kind of turn the momentum there in that second period, you get those two big goals. Of course, she helped set up Taylor Nelson, throwing it to Mac Lange, who was in the right spot, got the initial shot. What a great play, though. Smart play by those three to get that one in.
Oh, absolutely. It was just, you know, we just kept saying get the pucks to the blue paint and go to the blue paint. And we've been saying now for quite some time, they don't have to be pretty. They don't have to be tic-tac-toe. Just get it to the blue paint, crash the net, and that's exactly what Taylor did. She just went hard to the blue paint, and she was rewarded. You know, again, it's not the prettiest one in the world, but heck, it sure counts the same, and obviously that was a big, big goal for us.
You mentioned Kerrigan Dowie. She came up with some great big saves there, and including a couple there in that overtime. I have to admit, I'm starting to like that 3-on-3 overtime as a coach. Are you liking 3-on-3 overtimes?
You know, I don't mind it. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly exciting. And, Gabby Smith was so close twice, you know, just wouldn't that have been something for her to get her first in a 3-on-3 like that. But, I thought overall we did a really good job executing and creating some chances. It would have been awful nice to get one in the 3-on-3, but we'll certainly take the shootout win.
Talk about Maya Nugent. She just has got great hands when it comes to those shootouts. Obviously, you guys practice that often, but what a nifty play by her. Just deked out a hola on that play.
Oh, I told you, you just have sick hands. And, I told her before, I said, visualize what you want to do. And I said, trust your hands. They're just unbelievable. We've seen that awful lot in our shootouts. And I think Emma mentioned to her before she went out that she thought that whatever that move she calls it would work pretty good, but she just executed to perfection. That was awful nice to see.
It was awesome. Coach, again, congratulations on this shootout win. And you got Duluth next weekend. Coming back to Bemidji, what do you expect to see out of the Bulldogs?
Woofta, a very, very good hockey team. Highly ranked, deservedly so. They've been off for quite a while with their own COVID issues, but they won a big game last night, against Ohio State. And I know they were losing 1-0 today. I don't know how it ended up, but
they ended up losing.
Okay, they're just extremely talented. You know, they've got some high-end skill, and it'll be a tremendous challenge. But we'll enjoy this one. We'll enjoy the bus ride home. We'll get ready for them next week.
Sounds good, Coach. Congrats again.
Thanks.
See you back in Bemidji. Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. One more break. We come back. We'll wrap things up here from St. Cloud. Again, the Beavers win the shootout here today, taking 2 out of 3 points in WCHA play.